The Justice Department announced today that a federal grand jury has indicted Peter Navarro on 2 counts of contempt of Congress. Navarro was former President Trump's trade advisor. The indictment comes after Navarro failed to comply with a subpoena from the House committee that's investigating the January 6th insurrection. NPR's Carrie Johnson joins us now. She's national justice correspondent. Hi, Carrie.
Hi there.
So, Carrie, what is Navarro accused of?
Yes, he's accused of basically strong-arming the congressional committee that's investigating the assault on the Capitol on January 6, 2021. He faces 2 counts of contempt of Congress, one for refusing to appear for a deposition, and the second for refusing to turn over documents. And all the while this was happening, Navarro was giving interviews and speaking out regularly on television, writing a book. And so that was a bridge too far, apparently, for the Justice Department and a grand jury, which has now indicted him.
What were the documents that they requested from him? Do we have specifics?
You know, the cover letter to the subpoena to Navarro talked about him allegedly working with another former Trump advisor, Steve Bannon, to develop a plan to delay Congress's certification of the election and ultimately change the outcome of the election. Peter Navarro has spoken openly about this plan, which he calls the Green Bay sweep, which basically would have allowed state lawmakers engaged lawmakers from several key swing states in order to cause Congress to delay the certification and ultimately change the result of the election. He's been open about this over time, but he did not want to discuss it with Congress. He refused to show up, refused to turn over documents. And so now we're at this stage of a criminal contempt charge.
You mentioned former Trump advisor Steve Bannon, who was indicted last year for also failing to comply with the January 6th committee. What do these indictments tell you about how the Justice Department is handling these cases?
I think the Justice Department is taking this very seriously, although, Celeste, we've heard a lot of pressure coming from Congress, including Democrats in Congress, people on this January 6th congressional committee really wanting DOJ to execute the laws. Because, as Adam Schiff, a congressman from California, Democrat from California, tweeted today, in order to have real accountability and real information flow about this very serious assault on the Capitol, they need cooperation of people involved. And if people refuse to testify, that's going to be a big problem for the committee in getting to the bottom of what happened there and how high up it went.
Carrie Johnson is NPR's national justice correspondent. Carrie, thank you so much.
My pleasure.